Come all my good friends, and around me attend, you can listen to my song. You must appreciate a hound so great to the sport that you belong. No land or a title that he ever owned, and he cared not for whom you are. He was bred and trained by the boys of Fair Hill, and they called him the Armoured Car. Now facts to you I'll disclose. He had a sheck-proof nose, and he'd never yet lost a hunt. He had cast iron jaws and steel-padded paws. Every nail was like an iron bar. From 1 mile to 10, he would never give in if you ran him from here to Castlebar. Small wonder, gentlemen, that the boys of Fair Hill used to call him the Armoured Car. Now in the year of 21, when he started to run, having surveyed the country all round, he sent a sworn declaration to the Harriers Association that he cared not for man, hare or hound. And he swore right then that if he didn't win, to Fair Hill he'd never appear. And I'm sure the British fleet, they would have to retreat from Daly's old armoured car. 'Twas on the green fields of Granabraher where he first declared war on his terrible southern foes. And he swore once again that if he didn't win, to Fair Hill he never would go. Coming down Scrivens's farm, he raised the alarm, saying, I wonder where the other hounds are. And loud and high, you could hear the cry of Daly's old armoured car. Now at the Battle of Waterloo, well, they all well knew how he'd laid the enemy low. When they thought he was done from the heat of the sun, and the armour on fire would go. To the finish from the start, he broke the Blarney dog's heart. From the flagshire he took him afar, when a shout from Sean, Carahead Ciolan, take the place of the armoured car. Now he stormed a Timoleague, nearly causing a plague, for he fought till the sands were dark. And the country people round, they had got terror bound, when for light faith there wasn't a spark. And the judges, growing tired, were soon inspired, when out shone the evening star. Who shun be coming to the front, and he lead in the hunt, but Daly's old armoured car. Now when the Free State Bill was framed, and peace proclaimed, and the country slumbered in repose, north, south, east and west, he couldn't be suppressed, for he cared not for man or foe. When the black and tans and the Saxon gangs for England sailed afar, now with all their guns in rapture, assured never could they capture Daly's old armoured car. Now here is my glass, and the round may it pass, as we drink in bonds of love. Here's to every hand that a mind can expand, and to those up in heaven above. Here's to every hound who knows his ground, no matter where they are. 'Twould be Conydile's delight if every dog here tonight had a heart like the armoured car.
Thank you very much, folks. Thanks very much, everybody.
Well, folks, we continue with a song that I learned from a man called John Connell from Ballyvorda in West Cork, where the best songs come from. And John had a great collection of the big classic ballads, the child ballads, songs that had sort of died out in England and Scotland and had still emerged in Ireland and in County Cork, songs like Barbara Allen, and this great old song which he gave me called The Fox and the Hare.